July 15, 2016, was a historic day for Turkey. A minority group that had infiltrated the Turkish army attempted a coup to overthrow the elected government. Coups always bring pain and suffering. However, this coup showcased a level of tyranny that is almost incomprehensible. Turkish people witnessed unimaginable atrocities they have never seen before. Tanks ran over civilians, helicopters fired at people. The Turkish assembly was bombed, and unarmed people were shot in the head. This was a monstrosity that Turkish soldiers would never partake in. It was the work of a small group of traitors that had permeated the Turkish armed forces.
Our army is a very sacred organization and is the pride of our nation. Turkish soldiers would never point their guns at their own people or side with tyranny or coup plotters.
On that night, our people made every effort to keep their democracy alive, and our people were victorious. Our people repelled this attack in unity with our police and soldiers and foiled the plot against our country.
However, some in the Western media did not give accurate information regarding the coup attempt, let alone support the innocent Turkish citizens risking their lives in their endeavors against this tyranny.
Now we will give accurate information with regards to these events that people outside Turkey might be wondering about. This would be the most befitting step to take for those who would like the opportunity to understand the real events in Turkey before passing any judgments.
What Turkish people want for their future.
Turkish citizens have been on patriotic duty for weeks after the coup attempt in hundreds of squares around the country with Turkish flags in their hands, regardless of ethnicities, faith, and political views.
The rally held in Istanbul on August 7th against the coup attempt was attended by the president, the prime minister, the leaders of the two opposition parties, the commander of the Turkish armed forces and force commanders, as well as the chief rabbi of Turkey and leaders of the Orthodox, Assyrian, and Catholic churches of Turkey.
The historic rally, in which about 5 million people gathered, revealed an exemplary spirit of democracy. This in turn shows that polarization that occasionally occurs due to political conflict is over and done with, and that Turkish nations want to have unity and solidarity in its future. Our aim is to have a more modern and high-quality Turkey. The solidarity and compassion of Islamic understanding will be the prime strategy of Turkey, who wishes to better its relations with neighboring countries based on friendship.
Beauty, secularism, modernity, aesthetics, art, and science will prevail amongst all nations to help them overcome the obstacles they might face in the process of forming a union in the region, which will include Russia and Israel as well. Such communities tend to be more progressive, avoiding hateful rhetoric and policies while respecting the opinions of everyone.
This coup attempt drew the Turkish nation closer. Brotherhood and solidarity increased, and a compromising culture and attitude carried the day. All the political parties that once used to debate with vastly different opinions and ideas, for the first time after a long period, started to take joint actions against this attempt. They are very likely to continue to work on the same side for the sake of our bold nation. Our nation is like a well-built wall, standing against any kind of threat for the welfare and preservation of our country.
How Turkish people consider President Erdogan.
A president elected by its people is to respect the choice of the people. That is a fundamental principle of democracy. The Turkish nation realized that these coup plotters disrespected their choice, and people embraced both democracy and the democratically elected president and government.
President Erdogan is a modest and moral person. Whoever he is confronted with, whether a coup plotter or any other with ill intentions, he is persistent in his stance to protect his country and his people and fears nobody but God.
La tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. Korkma, çekinme, üzülme, hüzünlenme, yeyse kapılma, Allah bizimle beraberdir dedi. kardeşlerim, şunu unutmayınız. Hangi makamda olursak olalım, kibri, gururu yanımıza yaklaştırmadık ve yaklaştırmayacağız.
This has been a severe test for him as well, and he took up his position with dignity. When we take into consideration previous coups in Turkey, we notice vastly different unwanted scenarios. During this attempt, Mr. Erdogan took up a noble position to indicate his strong stance to protect the national will and unitary structure of our country.
Considering the new evidence obtained through investigations regarding this coup, the coup plotters that infiltrated the army had a thorough plan that had been part of their agenda for a long time. There are differences of opinion between the government and the opposition in Turkey. Just like in almost all countries in healthy democracy, different sections of society have different demands. However, none of them considered an option to impose their demands by anti-democratic means.
At the foundations of pro-coup mentality, however, lie regarding oneself as superior than the people, force, and imposition. Free will and the choices of people are not valued. Instead, the model in the coup plotters' mind is tried to be imposed on people by force. In terms of human psychology, people are generally prone to feel bored or dissatisfied with the status quo. This psychology may also be present with regards to how people might feel about governments. They might be quick to blame the government when they feel that certain issues are not being addressed in their favor.
Considering that the AK party has been in power for 15 years, the coup plotters might have foreseen a plan to topple the government by imagining that they would make an alliance with the people. However, they fell short of considering the patriotic characteristics of our valuable people and their devotion to democracy. When the Turkish nation wants a change, people express their desire in elections, a handful of conspirators dictating. This is what you really want, is humiliating. Consequently, the plot backfired since the entire Turkish nation resisted altogether and foiled this attempt.
Why most Western countries did not denounce the coup attempt. A most terrifying aspect of the coup attempt in Turkey was the ruthless use of arms against civilians. ...240 people were martyred. Dozens were left permanently disabled. More than 2,000 people were wounded.
It is not difficult at all to imagine what a merciless, despotic, and cruel mentality would dominate should an organization that aims at harming the lives of ordinary people with tanks, fighter jets, and rockets have come to power. God forbid. However, most of our Western friends somehow choose to ignore this reality.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin was the first leader to express his full support for the Turkish nation against the coup attempt. On the other hand, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who was one of the first to comment on the attempt, said, "I hope there will be stability and peace and continuity within Turkey."
I say that actually we're making
this
progress,
was not a satisfactory denunciation by a country considered to be a close ally of Turkey when the people
measure,
were facing such
measure.
An enormous challenge.
In Iraq, we are taking.
It is interesting and somewhat obtuse that condemnation messages from the U.S. authorities came only after the coup attempt was thwarted. Many Western leaders and some journalists analyzed it as if they were expecting to hear some victorious news on how the coup plotters succeeded and that the inevitable change happened. While they did not utter a single word condemning the coup plotters' violent acts of massacre, they did not hesitate to unduly criticize Turkey merely based on false and groundless reports. Some even threatened to expel Turkey from NATO.
One can calculate how they would react if 240 people were murdered one night in a Western country.
Our nation passed this test successfully.
Naturally, these were not the statements Turkey was expecting to hear from countries it considers as its friends during a difficult time. Consequently, what happened has been a major test for Turkey, and the Turkish people succeeded. They have shown the power of their solidarity as one body to the entire world to foil this ugly occurrence. People from all demographics, whether they were religious, secularists, Kurds, Turks, Arabs, a Sunni, Shiite, or Alawites, risked their lives and used their bodies as shields to protect their democracy and freedom. This is the time for us to act in unity and never allow any tyrant to take democracy away from this nation.